When you were warming up today, did you feel anything different from your previous starts? Or
I felt more prepared. The week before, I kind of worked on my slider and worked on my fastball. I was dropping under every pitch, and it was flattening out all my pitches. So we kind of worked in the lab with that and got more on top of the baseball, and I definitely saw a big change in those two pitches today, for sure.
Going out in the eighth inning, how did you feel?
I was at 95 pitches, and I was just hoping and praying that I would have two quick innings and hopefully get a complete game. But I guess it wasn't meant to be today. I felt confident, felt good in my stuff. I just started leaving pitches up, and I couldn't control my fastball. So, I mean, it was time.
Did you kind of feel like a little bit of weight on you, knowing that a good game with, you know, you guys needed 7 or 8 good innings out of you today after last night?
Well, I knew that we had them last night, man. It was tough to see kind of us not really, well, give that ball game away. But we just needed to come together as a team today, and I just decided to kind of do my best for my team and put them on my back the best I could. What happened today probably exceeded expectations a little bit.
I guess that was really important, especially with the way the game ended last night, and also, you know, what happened down in Miami. You wanted to get on the right track in the ACC.
Yeah, we've had 3 tough losses so far, man. It's been a ride so far. We've had 1 really good win, and then there's 3 tough losses, man. We need to win this series. I know that to get us on the right track before we go to Louisville.
You're talking about knowing what you got to work on, and how does that process work? Do you get with Howell and work on it, or you know, do you have McCann? How's that?
Most of the time I get with Howell. I always look at my game film afterwards, and I'll see if I notice anything that I could tweak or something that I'm doing wrong. And then he kind of tells me, I bounce off him, and if he tells me the same thing that I'm thinking, then I know that's what it is. And he, without a shadow of a doubt, knew I was dropping under the baseball. And I kind of had that feeling too, and we just kind of worked on it from there. But it's very much a cooperation between me and Howell.
Are you able to look at the video of yourself and pick things out easily enough?
I'll take video clips on my phone and then I'll slow it down. We live in a day and age where we have that ability. Yeah. So I just kind of slow it down and let me, when I get the camera angle to the side, I'll see my delivery, how I go about my business in the same way with the front. And if there's anything that I see, I notice off the top of hand, I'll tell myself.
Jump right out of it?
Yeah. Wow. Most of the time, everything jumps out. There's no really underlying problem. Everything, if I'm doing something wrong, kind of pops out at me.
Look here, 70% of your pitches were strikes. Is that about where you want to be?
About. That's a pretty good bit. I think I did like 103 pitches. So, I mean, 70 of those being strikes is pretty good. There is a saying, if you're too consistent, hitters start being too comfortable in the box. That's probably right where I want it. Not too low, not too high. Right where I want it.
Did you look at their 3-4 hitters last night? Guys like Rivoli are pretty tough hitters. You seem to do a pretty good job against them today.
Yeah, Simmons was the only guy that really had my number. He hit one off the wall and then the homer. But everybody else, I just kind of went at him right after him and let my stuff do what it does.
Would you say that's your best start of the year so far?
Yes. Being it was an ACC team, the only other team that would rival that was West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Being a conference team, a conference game, yeah, this would be my best start.
You like throwing to McCann? Has that worked out for
Yes,
you?
I've loved it since I first took on campus. When I was ineligible, that's the only person I threw to in the freshman spring. Okay. So, I mean, it's been day one, he's been my catcher.
you ever try to go in the cage with Goldberg?
I'm scared of him, honestly, man. I mean, I don't even know if I can get anything by him. I mean, he's turned a corner, and we need him. That's big.
Is it nice to see that your team can get base runners and runs? It seems like they're just hitting everything.
Yeah, well, last year we had a little bit of trouble stringing together hits. I feel like this year we're doing a much better job of not only stringing together hits, but fighting. Kind of like in Miami, when we went down early, we pounded back, and scored 3 in the ninth, even though it was low, or what, we still lost. We still find a way to fight, and I think that's very, very evident. This team fights a lot, more than any team I've been a part of so far.
I guess McCann's a good example of that. A lot of 2-strike home runs, which is pretty impressive.
Yes, it seems like that's like his zone. If he doesn't get 2 strikes, it's not going to be a homer. If he gets 2 strikes, he'll find a pitch up and capitalize on it. It's weird. It really is.
All right, thank
you,
guys.
Can't believe, man, he struck out.
Appreciate it.